Great to have Sherelle McMahon with us, the world's greatest ever netballer. Now, the Super Netball season is not too far away. It's only a couple of weeks away after the 24-month pre-season that they have every year. It's quite the build-up to the games. And the Magpies have got the Sunshine Coast Lightning on the 1st of May. And Jeeva Mentor, the co-captain of the Collingwood Super Netball team, joins us. And I'm sure she's pretty pumped about that. Hello, Jeeva.
Hello, good morning, everybody. I know, I had to chuckle when you said about that. It does feel like we have the longest pre-seasons going around. And I know at Collingwood, a lot of the boys are like, oh, is your season starting soon? I'm like, no, we've still got 5 months.
We talk about it a bit here, Jeeva. It is quite remarkable how long you train for and the length of the season. It's quite unusual. But you're nearly there. It's nearly game time. And I know there's been some practice matches and scratchies going around. How are we looking at the Pies?
Yeah, really good. And for once, I think we're in good position. We had most of our girls all here. And obviously, with this new COVID landscape, a lot of girls are caught in quarantine for a while. But we've got two new internationals in terms of Jodie coming back in with us and then Khalifa from Trinidad and Tobago. She made it back over with us because they both returned home over the off-season. And then we picked up Jackie Newton in defence. So, yeah, we've got a different bit of a flavour down either end, and then we've got two of our guns back in the midcourt with Ash Braz and Kelsey Brown. So actually shaping up really nicely. We've had a few good hit-outs. We're up against the GWS Giants this weekend, and then I think we've got a little scratch match against the Vixens, Sherelle's mob, in a week's time or so, which will be a really good test out for us, obviously coming up against last year's premiers.
Yeah, G, very much looking forward to that scratch match coming up in a couple of weeks. Always good to jump out on court against you guys. And congratulations. It's just been announced last night, I think it was, G, that you are the captain of the Magpies, which we've seen over the last couple of years. But this is the first time you're taking on that role as a sole role. You've always had vice captains before. What's the thought process behind that?
Yeah, so this club decided to go with a different approach and probably a more traditional in terms of one captain and one vice-captain. So I'm thankful that I've got Ash Braz as vice-captain alongside of me. We're obviously both very different with what we bring, and hopefully that's a good balance for our team. And I think our main role is to make sure, like with most captains, that you empower the group. And we've got a group of leaders on court as well, even though that we've got the titles next to our name. But so it's exciting as well. The fact that I've been co-captain over the last couple of years, yeah, both times that Maddie, bless her, has done her knee. So unfortunately, I've had to lead solo. So it's actually nice to, I guess, have that title, but also have a strong vice captain at my side this time. So yeah, good to be given the nod. It obviously comes with huge responsibility, not just for our netball team, but the fact that we're a 130-year-old year club. So it comes with the black and white and the Collingwood tag too. But exciting times for our group, and I'm honoured to be able to lead the group of girls and this group of women that we've got.
Yeah, and exciting times, as you say, G, and we've only got a couple of weeks before we get into the season this year. Talk to us about last year, though. You mentioned Maddie before. She had injured her knee partway through the season. So did Kelsey Brown. So taking those two out of the midcourt was a real challenge for you. And unfortunately, was it the hub situation, or what was it that made it difficult for you guys to actually get some momentum in season 2020?
You know what, Shura? I think we had everything thrown at us, right from our sort of star goal shooter, Shim, who got caught back in Melbourne due to Tess not coming back in time, so she couldn't fly into our hub and having to quarantine solo. And then we had concussions. Obviously, we had my leadership group, my co-captain and vice-captain go out with knees. It was just one of those trying times where we had literally everything thrown at us. And to be honest, the season throughout, we had so many close games. We literally only lost most of our games by 2 or 3 goals. So we were in it. We just didn't have the experience and the capabilities to be able to push it over or get it over the end in those sort of dying seconds. And so that hub experience is probably one of the most interesting I've ever been a part of. I've never lost that many games in a row, whether it's playing netball, whether it's playing card games, board games. So that was a very trying and very new experience for me. And so for me, it was all about making sure that there wasn't too much mental damage that went on in terms of the competitive nature of most of the women in the group, and trying to make the most out of every experience. I mean, the hub situation was ideal in terms of what the club were able to provide for us. So we felt as home as we could without obviously having our network and our friends and family around us. But yeah, unfortunately, results didn't go our way. But I think what they say, it doesn't break you, makes you stronger. And so the only way is up for us. And I guess someone had to hold the bloody ladder up, even if it was for our fellow Victorians. So hopefully we can start climbing up that ladder this year.
But it did seem strange in a way, Jeeva, in that despite the scoreboard, despite the ladder, there just seemed to be so many more positives out of the season than perhaps the season before. And a lot of that was down to the snapshot into the future. So that should give you a lot of confidence going into this year.
100%. And definitely, I guess, my combination with Jodie Ann Ward and in the defensive circle was really exciting. And she's come on leaps and bounds even this season during pre-season. And adding Jackie Newton in there, who can play both positions or all three positions at the back, is just puts us in good stead. And then obviously Gabby and Shimona and adding Khalifa in that attack end for us just means that they've got another year under their belt. They're used to how each other play through tough situations and when things get down to sort of that nail-biting time. So, yeah, I think just having that experience with a year under their belt, going through what was a tough year, bonds you together. So I think that hopefully puts us in good stead. And as I say, getting the likes of Ash and Kelsey back in the midcourt is going to be awesome for us. So, yeah, looking forward to turning out, what was it, 2.5 weeks to go before round one, and then hopefully having the team that we've got on paper at the start of the year all the way through the season for us.
And a quick one, G. Last year, as we were coming into the season, there was a very late call on the introduction of the Super Shot. A lot of discussion last year around whether that was good, whether that was bad. It is in for another season this year. It's been confirmed. We've got extra time coming in for the round matches. What was your experience like as a defender with the Super Shot? Did it change much of the approach that you took, and do you like it?
100%, it changed the approach you took, because you've now gone from, I guess, pushing shooters out to now trying to push them in towards the post. And one thing I don't like is giving away easy shots, but sometimes you'd rather give away a one-point shot than a two-point shot. So it definitely changes that mindset around that. Not a fan, because I definitely prefer... I probably definitely prefer a more traditional approach to netball, especially coming into a Commonwealth Games year next year and World Cup afterwards. It's just that preparation and mindset around it all. But it is what it is. And if the fans love it and if it gets more bums on seats and people really engaging within our sport, then I'm all for that and promoting and driving our sport forward.
A new coach, new season, and hopefully new opportunities for Collingwood through the Super Netball season. Jeeva, great to chat to you as always. Looking forward to May 1 very, very much. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, all.
We will. Jeeva Mentor.
Daniel.
The captain.